Jokes came in from all across this great land to our radio show. I got a joke sent in from Orland Park, from Jerry in Homewood. Steve in Orland Park sent a joke. Steve Powell sent us a joke. A listener in Florida who is bracing as we speak for Hurricane Elsa sent some jokes. Chris in Marcellus, Michigan, which he describes as 36 lakes in a 6-mile radius, sent in a joke. Gail from Iowa writes, here are a few more speed jokes. Today is my birthday. A speed joke's glass or mug would be the best gift ever. It's only 3.5 hours to Chicago. I'll be happy to pick it up. And I got this note from Phyllis. Hey, King John, I sent you a couple of email earlier in the spring with speed jokes, but never heard them or got any kind of acknowledgement. I hope this one makes the cut. I love your show and have been listening daily since March 15th, 2020. I think a lot of you came to the big tent here when this pandemic started last year. P.S. If I win the mug, please send it to one of our good neighbors in Canada, eh? Phyllis, we don't send mugs to Canada. Joke number one. My dad used to put me in tires and roll me down hills. Those were good years. Have you ever noticed how many towns are named after their water towers?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a recent arrival to heaven. John Williams will play the part of God.
Welcome, and you are about to get your wings.
Wonderful. Buffalo or honey garlic, please.
That's it. Out. Get out. Out. True, mirrors don't lie, but let's just be grateful they don't laugh either, eh? I wanted to marry my English teacher when she got out of jail, but they wouldn't let me. You guys know why? I wanted to marry my English teacher when she got out of jail, but they wouldn't let me. Who knows why? You can't end a sentence with a proposition. How many times have I told you that?
That one's a lot. Yeah, that's been like 5 times, at least.
I've told that joke before?
Yeah.
Memo to self. Hey, Dave, lately I'm feeling unappreciated and have decided that to get noticed, I will have my legs removed and replaced with a horse's body.
Why would you do that?
Well, that way I would always be the centaur of attention. I'm sorry and I apologize mean the same thing, unless you're at a funeral. A cop walked briskly up to me yesterday and said, have you seen anything unusual? And I said, a dolphin with a hat once. He said, no, I mean around here. And I said, nah, they live in water. What do you call the last episode of a show about allergies? That would be the sneezing finale. I don't know that I want to watch a whole series about allergies, but when that final episode comes around, it'll be the sneezing finale. I tried flushing my Dutch slippers down the toilet. Now the drain is all clogged up.
Oh.